The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Jo Lennon is with me now to talk about pets and living sustainably with our pets. We are a nation of pet owners or pet companions.
We absolutely love our pets, Pat. A Dogs Trust study found that about 49% of households in Ireland have a dog, and there's over 300,000 cats, known cats in the country. So we absolutely love our dogs and cats. And it's no wonder, I'm obsessed with dogs. They're so good for our mental health. They're so good for our physical health. And typically in countries, the wealthier country becomes, the more often households will get pets. So we have a lot of pets.
It's big business.
It's massive business. In 2022, a study found that Irish pet parents spent over 200 million on their pets. That's about 81 million on pet toys, which is just staggering. And then the rest on pet food and treats and everything. So it's a massive industry.
Now, you claim that all these pets have an impact on the environment.
They do. And as I say, pets are amazing. I have a beautiful dog. I love her. They're fantastic. But they do have an environmental impact. I suppose the most obvious one would be the pet poo that, you know, we deal with out in the open. And that can really be a big impact on our waterways, on our oceans, especially this time of the year if people are walking their dogs and not picking up after them. So that's kind of the best known one. But then there's other ones. Like, there's a really interesting study that shows that over 600 million dog toys go into landfill in the US each year.
Over 600 million doggy toys.
That have been chewed up and discarded. So there's other hidden ones. A really interesting one, I was speaking with Kildare Wildlife, who are fantastic. They rescue animals down in Kildare and all around the country, and they were saying that at this time of the year, one of the biggest issues they have is that household cats go out and actually kill fledgling birds. So they were saying at this time of the year, try and keep your cats inside. So there's lots of kind of hidden impacts to our animals.
I mean, a fledgling is an easy target for a cat.
So easy. And because we have so many domestic cats now, and because it's easy for them to do that, it's just a really interesting side of it. And then, of course, there's the dog food or animal food. That's about up to 3% of global greenhouse gas emissions because of the land use that's used to produce it. So lots of hidden kind of environmental impacts there.
Yeah. You'd imagine that some of the discards from the butchery industry of human meat production, shall we say, goes into dog food. So it means that stuff isn't wasted.
It's so true. And that's a really great point. And there are so many companies now who are really focusing on that and trying to make sure that any waste from human food sources is put back into animal food, which is a brilliant solution.
Now, tell me about dog leads and why that might be, in some cases, not sustainable or not very green.
Yeah, people might not really think about this, but, and it was something that I hadn't really thought about. You know, we just all go to the pet shop and buy whatever leads we need. But a fantastic founder has started a company called Modderworld, and they make all of their dog leashes in Dublin, hand sewn. And the founder has been brilliant talking about how, you know, the production of these dog leads and cat accessories, it's kind of like fast fashion. You know, a lot of the time they're produced in the third world. They're produced under really not so great labour conditions. And so actually sourcing them that can be made in Ireland is actually a really great way to solve that problem.
So it won't be child labour and it won't be exploitative.
Exactly. And Modderworld do use the usual kind of synthetic materials. They are looking at new solutions, but they're really innovative. The founder really got into an accident, couldn't hold his dog lead the normal way. So these ones are really, they look beautiful. They're in gorgeous colours and you can wear them cross body. They're very, very clever. So a really smart Irish business looking at a very specific problem and tackling it.
So that's Modderworld.
Yes.
Now talk to me about pet food. I mean, there are many pet foods made in Ireland and many that are imported.
Yes, there are. And again, great Irish companies that are looking at making them here and making them really sustainably. And one that's really interesting is the Blue Pet Co. They're based down in Kerry and they source sustainable seaweed and byproducts, so leftover seaweed waste, put them into their pet treats, which is just such a fantastic idea. And they're super, super nutritious. It's the same with another great company, Marley and Me. They source a lot of their, like you said, the waste fish from Kilmore Fish Company, and they put them into these grain-free, gorgeous kibble. So again, if you're looking for a really healthy, sustainable, low impact solution, there's no perfect solution, obviously, but those are great options.
Now, I remember at one point at one of our dogs, we used CBD.
Did it work?
Yeah. Well, it appeared to. I mean, couldn't talk to the dog about it, but it did appear to have great benefits.
And this is a huge, huge industry that's coming up, especially because thankfully so many people now are rescuing animals and they can be a little bit stressed. So CBD has been shown to be really effective. I definitely want to try it on my dog, but there's a fantastic Irish company based down in Wicklow. They're called The Hemp Company. and they are, or Hemp Heroes, excuse me. They do all kinds of hemp products, and hemp is an amazing low carbon product, which is great. But they do really interesting products, like they do CBD treats, they do CBD massage oil if your pet has any joint issues, they do CBD infused peanut butter, and then they do snout and paw cream. So really smart products there if you want to check out Hemp Heroes.
You have some ideas for sustainable gifts for pet lovers.
Yes, another amazing Irish company that I came across, and this is something that I just think if you know someone who is a pet lover in your life, they would love this. They're in Powers Court. They're called, I think it's Fox, Velvet Fox, excuse me. And basically what it is you bring your pet in, they 3D scan it and they make it into a little statue, and they are so adorable and cute. So if you have a pet lover in your life and you're looking for a great Irish sustainable gift for them, check them out. The Velvet Fox, they're based in Paris Court Town Centre.
Stuff that we throw away or try to throw away, sometimes it's difficult to throw away an old duvet, for example, they might be welcome in dog shelters.
Yes, one of the things that people always ask me about, what can I do with my old bedding, my old duvets? I don't know where to put it. I don't want to bring it to the dump. Those are items that pet rescues absolutely love. They're always in need of them. If you're based in Dublin, the Dogs Trust actually have a fantastic deposit area in their foyer. So you can drive up there, leave all the bedding there. Please bring it clean. That would be very nice. They also have a great donation section if you have extra dog toys or dog food that you want to donate. But just get in touch with your local rescue and ask them if they'd like some bedding. Chances are they'll be delighted to take a donation.
And finally, you can make your own doggy treats.
Yes.
Your recipe, please.
If you want to go really sustainable, you can make very, very simple doggy treats. All it is some flour, some bananas, some peanut butter, a little bit of water, mix it all up, make them into little shapes, pop them into the oven for half an hour, and those are sustainable, low waste, natural, everything you need for your dogs.
Jo Linnan, Climate Editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Thank you very much. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.